Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Blessings from the source. Life is good. It's getting better, especially when you know that you are the problem and you are the answer. You have the power within you to transform energy because you are an alchemist. You're here to transform energy, but sometimes you forget. Sometimes you're thinking, well, maybe other people have it, I don't. This is what you need. You need to remember who you are. Then you say, but what, that's the problem. I don't know what that is. Listen to this.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Go ahead, Carly Jackson. Tell us who we is. Tell us who we are. And when we are free, it doesn't matter if you're the problem or if you're the answer. You're free to do what you want to do. You're free to show up fully. You're free to express yourself. You're even free to experiment. That's what life is about. We're experimenting, we're learning, we're trying out, we're playing, we're auditioning, we're acting, we're directing. We're just creating. We're weaving the web of life together. Sometimes we get trapped in our own web, and then one of our spy mates come and untangle us. No matter what you're going through or growing through, you are the problem, and you are the answer. Problem is nothing bad. It's actually the refining process, so that you may know who you are, even while you're afraid. It's time to be set free. Set me free, Valerie. We'll be back.
Hear my plea. Set me free, oh Lord, set me free. I'm overwhelmed by all that I see, by only you can satisfy me.
The volume is down. Set me free. And you are set free when you choose to see God in everything, when you choose to see good in all that you do, when you choose to see God good every day. The kind of song that you can taste in your soul, that makes you just, because God is the only thing that's happening, you know. God is good. It's the only thing that is happening. Anything else, or if you're experiencing something else, if you think you're experiencing something else, it's just the little extras that you add to it to spice things up. You are not your body. You are not your relationships. You are not your success. You are not your challenges. You are not your failures. You're not your doubt. You're not your conviction. You're not your beliefs. You are so much more. You are light. You are energy. You are love. You are God in action. And the nature of God is to create. So God as your nature, God as your essence, God as you. Maybe the Godness in you creates the experience that you call a problem. So you can try out, flex your spiritual muscles, like, watch what I can do. Watch me get over this so-called challenge. Watch me act like a victim. Just watch. Don't say anything, leave me. Because if you try and convince me that I'm not going to listen to you, because I really want to practice this. I'm doing an experiment. Can you please don't interrupt my experiment? No, your life is not a mess. You're going to make it. Shh. I need to figure this out myself. The game of life and how to play it, how to dance through it. Valerie Joy, set me free. To find out more about Valerie Joy, her website address is valeriejoy.com. valeriejoy.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, where change is inspired, and you make a difference. You came here to make a difference. You came here to shake things up. And you came here to shake things up for others, but you came here to shake things up for yourself so that you can wake up and remember who you are. You get to redefine what life is for you. A problem is not a problem. A problem is not a problem because you are one with the one. God is the only thing happening. But if you see your problem as a problem, then you need to change your focus. You need a new point of view. You need a coach. You need a friend. You need a therapist. And even that, that's all part of the game. Well, welcome to the House of Love. Thank you for tuning in. And we are getting ready to serve some more soul food. Are you ready to eat? Are you ready to take it all in and release what doesn't work for you and assimilate what works for you and transmute that energy into action? And then people around you look at you and say, how do you do that? How do you stay calm in the midst of a storm? How do you not want to slap somebody upside the head when they talk to you like that? And you can look at them and say, you know, I understand the question, but I had my soul food today, so that means nothing to me. Some people spend time trying to get their Wheaties and be strong, but when I have my soul food, I'm strong emotionally, spiritually, mentally. I'm just strong old Elise. I just show up. I just know who I am. I'm more compassionate, I'm more respectful, I can take responsibility for myself. And you know what? The person who just talked to me like that, I understand. I may not know what they're going through, but they got some pain going on, something going on within them. It's not about me. Oh, that's what it is? Yeah. Have you had your soul food today? It's okay. You're at the right place. This is time for your power lunch. And what is this restaurant called? It's called the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. And who's the chef? Well, I'm just a waiter. The chef, the universal chef, you know it. We call it all kind of names, the Christ consciousness. You call it God. You call it Goddess. You call it the creator, the most high, the higher soul, the Lord, whatever, all kind of names, the divine. I'm just the waiter. I'm here to wait on you to be of service. And that's what we're all here to do. We're here to be of service. How may I serve you today? How may I serve you today? How may I serve you today? And reflect your consciousness of service back to you by tipping you to the next level, by raising you up, by affirming you. So get your plates and forks. We don't need a knife. We don't even need the fork. Just bring your consciousness. Life is good. It's getting better. I am your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. And I say yes to all that wants to be birthed through me. I say yes to the goodness that is being expressed through you. So together we make a difference and we are ready to go to the lady with the silky voice.
Where's the lady with the silky voice? What the heck? She gone. I'm usually catching Celeste off guard, but I think she caught me off guard today. Yeah, the lady with the silky voice is transmuting energy. She's shifting stuff. So we'll come back to the lady with the voice. No, the lady with the silk. What did Electra say? The lady with the silk voice. There it is. Life is good. It's getting better. This month, our theme is activate the love matrix. We're activating the love that we are. We're activating ourselves. We're activating who we really are. And we are saying yes to life. And life is saying yes to us and giving us so many opportunities to grow, to flow, and blow up. The lady with the silk voice is back. She's clearing her voice now. Hey, Celeste.
Hi, Lester. Today, how are you doing?
It's good. I ain't going to say nothing, but if you want to say something, you can. But I ain't going to say nothing. So anyway, how are you doing? How you doing?
Doing great. Tony the Tiger Grace, thank you very much. Oh, stop it. I love Wednesdays. Wednesdays are great. And hey, guess what? We have amazing people on the phone lines.
Wait. Hold on a minute. Wednesdays are great because what? Because this is the last show of the week and then you could just chill out for the rest of the week?
No. Okay. Wednesdays are my favorite. When you go solo is my favorite time because we get to cut up and we don't have guests. We have listeners who are family members who are hanging out, like Kathleen Cole. Mm-hmm. You feel that love streaming in? And Don Wolf, Flocko, Kisa the Stories is on the line right now. And Yvette and Faceless and all these other people I don't know. And it just feels like a really big outdoor recess, so we get to have fun on the playground.
Are you trying to tell me, suggest that I don't need to be proper, I don't have to do things like I can just be myself, I don't have to put on a front? Is that what you're saying?
No, this is a no-front zone. You are home. And that's what I love Wednesdays. Wednesdays are a no-front zone. I mean, we always make our guests feel welcomed. And if you missed any of the shows this week, oh, my gosh, you're going to have to go back. Reverend Elfrieda Lenoir turned it out with Go to Hell, but was actually extracting the love juice from sour experiences. And then we had an amazing show about, we want to eradicate domestic violence. I was almost about to say eradicating domestic violence. And that really moved me. And I kept thinking about what the guests had to say. We had the executive director from my sister's place, D.C., Lauren Vaughn. We had Jenny Cressman from the Muskoka Women's Advocacy Group. We had Ron Burnett share his story about how he moved. And we had Mike Giordano, bringing in the LGBT perspective. What a phenomenal time. So, yeah, I think we need to play today. Phew.
Yeah, we're gonna play and grow. We're gonna play and heal. We're gonna play and share because the shows that you talk about today's show, today's conversation is really it's still a continuation of that. Especially yesterday's show on domestic violence, it just triggered so much, and it's funny because when I, if you will, get distracted doing other things and I'm not thinking of the show, I'm cool. I mean, cool as cool can be, but not as a cucumber yet. But once I focus more, zoom in on the show and the conversation, I just feel so much. And, you know, as I was going through it yesterday after the show and just thinking about what I heard and just talking to Spirit, and what I heard was, you are the problem and you are the answer. It's like, I like that. And there's so much freedom in that, you know. We keep ourselves in bondage if we start to look at freedom as something that we're trying to avoid and get rid of. Problem is something we're trying to avoid. you know, some people don't even like the word problem. I get it.
Right.
I'm talking to the people.
Oh, no.
I'm talking to the people who believe they're having a problem right now. Some people would rather say challenge. I get it. I say challenge. I don't often say problem, but I understand that some people say this shift right here, this ain't no challenge. This is a problem. Okay. So I'm talking to people who feel like life is challenging. They can't seem to get out of this quicksand, or maybe they're elevating to a new place in consciousness, but somehow the old way of being and the new way of being are kind of clashing. Like, wow, I feel like I'm getting ready to just fly with no wings, and I feel like I have no control over it, but then what? So that's what today's conversation is about, and it is what it is.
Wonderful.
It is.
Well, we're ready for you.
So.
And Tracy Ann Miller's ready for you, too, and New Jace. So, all right.
All right. The family are coming in. Welcome. And we got somebody who's faceless. I know that's right. Because sometimes we get distracted by our face. We think, oh, I'm pretty. I'm ugly. I'm this. My nose is big. My eyes are this. My cheeks are that. You know, just let's all be faceless, you know, because we really don't have a face. This is just something we made up. We'll talk more about
that. Right. you going real deep into that true student stuff right now. Okay, buddy.
I'm just telling the truth, Ruth. I just got to tell it the way it is. I love that username, Faceless. You know, we're all walking around with a mask. You know, we all want to hide and pretend, but, you know, what are we hiding from? We're hiding our authenticity. We're hiding the truth of who we are. When we put on the mask, we're actually hiding what the world wants to see. But we've been conditioned that we have to put on a mask to be accepted. So I'm done for now. We're going to take a break, and then we'll continue the conversation.
Oh, okay. All right. And you just got an affirmation or a confirmation. Can't get out of the quicksand. I can relate. Happy Wednesday, Aday and Celeste. And all I want to do is break out in, honey, I never learned to swim. Can't catch the rhythm of the stroke. That would be Funkadelic or Parliament. I can't remember which one. Right,
and I knew it was a song, but I don't. But my Google wasn't fast enough to figure out what song it was.
Okay, I'll put it on my wall for people. Yeah.
Yes.
Later. Ciao.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's be back in 2 minutes. And let me know when you're ready. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Aday Radio Show. I welcome all of you. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for being part of this conversation. You know, you're really just listening to me. But you listen to yourself. You hear my voice. You hear my vibration. But you're hearing yourself. Nothing I'm going to say today is... It is what it is. We're just all waking up together. And as Celeste said, no fronting zone. We are getting ready to take a quick break. We'll continue the conversation and, you know, just maybe get in my head and figure out, what is he talking about? I'm the problem.
Hell no, Negro. I ain't no problem. I'm always the answer.
Right. So you're attached to being the answer. Therein lies suffering. Because if you're all that is, if you're God in action, then you are everything that you see. When you recognize that you are the problem, and you just, even if you don't recognize it, even if you can't deal with it, just sit with it. If I am the problem, and I am the answer, what does that mean? Then what? Does that mean I can change my situation? Does that mean I have something to add? Does that mean there's something that I need to take away? Because if I have the answer, maybe I don't have a problem after all. Life Coach Aday, you're pretty deep. Let me think about that for a minute. Go ahead. Think about it. Be the change.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find a metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Do you have questions or show topics you would like Life Coach Today to consider for upcoming shows? You can email him that too at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. The theme for the month of February is Activate the Love Matrix. And we also have exciting shows on a Life Conversations Radio Network for you. Be sure to join Mbasa Safera for the play experience every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is also syndicated on Within Radio every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on InspireBroadcasting.com. And don't miss the musical odyssey of Sounds of Soul with the Danny Feloce on 12radio.com every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Today's topic is about helping us realize how powerful we are. And recognizing, understanding that every interaction, all our relationships, is part of revealing us to ourselves. It's supporting us to see ourselves fully. Doesn't matter what it is, a relationship with something or someone. And it just seems like as a culture, we have been conditioned, we have swallowed the pill of problem. We get off on the problem. Look at 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 that problem. Look at this problem. Look at that one. How can God be good? How can God be around? How can we say there's a God and that's happening? Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. We just want to prove to ourselves for some reason that the good that we really know exists doesn't, so we'll find evidence. I have my notes from yesterday here. Why this triggers me so much. I feel a part of me like, well, don't pick up that stance. But I just want to run some things through you, because for me, after the show on domestic violence yesterday, what I've realized, what came up for me was domestic violence is horrible. It is. But you know what? It's a frame in the movie of life. It represents how we treat ourselves. Domestic violence highlights how we attack and abuse what we perceive or who we perceive to be weak, how we attack weakness. We even attack weakness in ourselves. So when we are not doing things up to par, we judge ourselves, we criticize ourselves. That is weakness. So it's easy to attack somebody else. When you don't, when you perceive yourself to be weak, when you feel like, you know, you don't have the power to change your reality, so you project it outward onto somebody else. And we're talking about intimate relationships. We're talking about people who say, I love you. We do that. Society abuses us. You know, part of the definition, where we were reminded yesterday that domestic abuse is not just physical. It's emotional. It's sexual. It's people using words in so many ways. Life sometimes can abuse you. Now, some people are abused by life, by society, but they're bruised on the inside, so we don't think it's a big deal. But they try to self-medicate. They become addicted to drugs and alcohol, and we judge them. Drug addict. He steals from his family members. But the man was okay before he went to war. He was social. He was jovial. And then he went to war, experienced things he can't even put in words. He came back and got disconnected from his emotions because it was too much for him to handle. He turned to alcohol, he turned to drugs, and then demonized him. Domestic violence, just how crazy humans can be. Because we don't recognize that we are the problem and we are the answer. So we think the problem is something that's happening over there, or the problem is happening to somebody in another country. The cost of intimate partner violence exceeds $5.8 billion each year. The cost of intimate partner violence exceeds $5.8 billion each year. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. At the end of it, we'll see that we had a problem and with the answer. It goes on to say $4.1 billion of which is for direct medical and mental health services. $4.1 billion with a B, like they say, is for direct medical and mental health services. Boys who witness domestic violence are twice as likely to abuse their own partners and children when they become adults. Boys who witness domestic violence are twice as likely to abuse their own partners and children when they become adults. We are the problem, and we are the answer. 30 to 60% of perpetrators of intimate partner violence also abuse children in their household. We are the problem. We judge the one that's being abused. We judge the abuser. Almost one-third of female homicide victims that are reported in police records are killed by an intimate partner. One-third. In 70 to 80% of intimate partner homicides, no matter which partner was killed, the man physically abused the woman before the murder. Highlights how, you know, the masculine energy has just gone crazy and abused the feminine essence of life. We abuse the planet. We abuse vulnerability. We abuse somebody being authentic. We abuse people who are saying, this is who I am. I've been living a lie. 85% of domestic violence victims are women. And last one. Historically, females have been most often victimized by someone they knew. There's more. You can research it. But get this. After all of that, we had three experts yesterday, one from Canada and two from America. And the three of them really said the only help for the abuser that they know of, it's one that is through the court order. So if the man, let's stay with him, men get abused as well, but just stay with me here. Let's not get caught up. Let's just look at it, because 83% of women abused by men, generally, is mostly females, a representation of how we kill, attack, by nature. So, that being the case, if all of this is happening, and a man, if he's not arrested, chances are he won't even have an opportunity to learn corrective ways. He's never going to learn. So people say, well, I don't care what you tell me. Once an abuser, always an abuser. Hello? Of course. Because we're not spending money to change that. Now, moving right along, you think of health care. Same thing. More money spent on junk food. Or the poor can't afford the, well, and rather than all, the poor can't afford the organic food. And what's done about that? But then they're criminalized for going to get some Happy Meal because they just have $5 to feed the family. We are the problem. We are the answer. The question is, are we going to answer the call? Are we going to answer the call? I see that we came on this planet. I won't even say correct anything. To give birth to the essence of who we are. And it takes action. Look at your relationship. Let's make it a little bit more personal if you can't relate to the domestic violence. But I bet you can abuse one way or the other by life, by somebody. All of us abused. Domestic violence, when we talk about a man attacking a woman or a woman attacking a man, that's more obvious because it's physical. So we tend to put more energy into things we can see. Oh, my God, that's horrible. But what about what's happening emotionally? What about what's happening mentally? What about what's happening to another human being spiritually? So we have collectively agreed to what we're experiencing. So how do we correct it? How do we fix it? It doesn't need fixing. It just needs a shift in consciousness. You are the answer. You are the problem, and you're part of the problem. You are the answer, and you're part of the answer. So how do you correct that? I'm just one person. I don't have much. What can I do? Well, guess what? You hear, once you recognize it, you have a responsibility to be part of the change. Now, the things that challenge us, for me, this information yesterday was so emotional. I knew it anyway because I was telling Celeste and Yvette. I said, we got to hold the high watch for this show. Because we don't know who's going to be triggered by what they heard, what they hear on the show. So let's stay in a prayerful consciousness. I know I was triggered. So what we call a problem, no matter how you define it, if there is a problem in your world, if there's a problem outside of yourself, there isn't really outside of yourself, but that's okay. If there's something that you observe, what are you doing to correct it? when people say, well, I don't know why I'm here, I don't know my purpose, I don't know what I'm passionate about. Your purpose is to be love in action. Problems that are similar to a mother giving birth and being in pain. That's what a problem is. But when she gives birth, you know, oh, I can't do it. Oh, my God, she's screaming. Once the baby comes out, for the most part, she don't even remember the pain. When life is squeezing you, it is important to have your midwives around you. It's important to have people around you to hold you, to help you push and breathe and breathe and push and push and breathe. If we continue to perceive problems, quote unquote, outside of ourselves, it's other people's responsibility, then we'll miss the point. Mike Giordano, who joined us yesterday, the psychotherapist, was saying we got to really check ourselves when we see somebody else as the other. Those people over there, those people from that country, the Latinos, they're Africans. You know, we have those ways we just keep people separate from ourselves. And it's a reflection of how we think our problem has nothing to do with us. We feel helpless when things are not going our way. We feel helpless when we're just challenging. I don't have the answer. Well, maybe of yourself, do nothing. But lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge her, and she will direct your path. She can be God for you. She can be Jesus. She can be Buddha. She could be Lao Tzu. She could be nature. She could be none of that stuff. You could just listen to your heart. And when you listen with your inner ear, you're led to either ask for help. You're not going to focus on what's going on around you. You just want to reveal. You just want to catch the awareness. Needs to happen here. I'm in pain. Healing is taking place. I need support. How can I help? Who can help me? What can I do differently? What can I give? And those of us in the spiritual community, sometimes we jack ourselves up. Because now we've learned, we've been reminded the importance of paying attention to our emotions and our feelings. We get so caught up, then we OD on that. Well, I'm just not feeling it. I just don't feel like it. I'm listening to my feelings. Well, you know, that just triggers me. I don't put myself in a place that triggers negativity in me. I stay away from that. You can't stay away from it. You're part of it. I just need people who are like-minded. Yeah, because, you know, people who don't think like me, I just can't deal with them. They're low class, and I don't believe in that Jesus thing. Christianity is not for me. I don't know why they believe in that white man's religion, and, you know, that's not even, God is not really God's name. All that intellectual masturbation, you'll get off for a minute, but after a while, you got to clean up your own mess. People that we say are not like-minded, they may end up crossing your path next time at the grocery store, at a bank, when your account is overdrawn. In the government office, the post office. But maybe you could have been the solution when you met them and be loving and being kind and be respectful. So that maybe your presence in their life will change how they interact with you next time you go into the bank. Rather than you go in there, you walk and it's like, oh, it's that fool again. Or go in and say, wow, I remember that woman. Oh, a shift is about to happen. And they recognize you. So you had a problem, your account was overdrawn, but this is somebody you've interacted with in a grocery store or somewhere at a game, and you had a great conversation. They remember you. And because there's been a connection that lifts everybody up, they listen to you differently. And even if they can't do what you want, they'll say, well, let me see what I can do for you. I know you've had experiences where, you know, the rule is you can do A, B, C, D, but when you go in there, based on your interaction, the vibration you're holding, or just your inner work, your spiritual work, they'll say, we can't do this because we just got an email about that we shouldn't do that. But, hold on one second. Let me check something out. And they come back and say, you know, I'm not supposed to do this, but I'll do it this one time. The simple things that make a difference. Because you recognize that you are the problem, you are the answer. And you're not afraid of somebody who you consider that's not of like mind. We talk about we're one, we're connected, but how do we go further and allow our actions to express our inner conviction that we're one? How are we supporting one another? With more than ever, life is calling for us to join arms together, heart to heart, soul to soul. What do you have to give? What do you have to offer? Or are you the type that comes and listen to conversation and then tear it apart or say what doesn't work for you? It's okay to have what doesn't work for you, but what can you add? If you can't add anything good to it, subtract yourself from it. Just go about your business and leave it alone. There is always an answer. There's always a solution. We had Reverend Frieda on Monday talking about forgiveness. There's a part in her book, Go to Hell, where she said, you know, forgiveness without forgetting cancels out the forgiveness. Forgiveness without forgetting cancels out the forgiveness. Because forgiveness is a shower. It's the shower. It's a bath for your spirit, for your soul. But if you say you're forgiven but still holding on to the problem, to the issue, then energetically you're still getting yourself dirty. It's time to reboot. It's time to shut the system down and start over again. We are the answer. We are the problem. We are the solution. And it's easy to say, well, the problem with men is this, the problem with women is this. As long as you say it in the other, it's in you. And you cannot condemn anybody to hell. You cannot judge anybody or criticize anybody without you being in that same vibration. It's another to condemn somebody to hell, another to see something or judge others. It lives in you. You understand it. Once you see it, you become it. So when you're going through life, when you're growing through life and life is staring back at you and you don't like what you see, you don't like what you hear, you don't like what you smell, you have a choice. You have a choice to cuss God and die, as in Job in the Bible. And he said, oh, no, I'm about to do that. You have a choice to curse yourself and say, I still haven't got this figured out. I just don't get it. The problem is I'm experiencing this because I don't love myself. I just don't get it. I'm not enough. And you also have the choice to say, you know what? I don't have the answer right now. I need some help. I just need to reach out to my brother, my sister, my friend, somebody who can really just remind me of the truth. To remind me of the truth that what I'm going through is temporary. Oh, wait, everything is temporary. Everything changed. Everything's going to change. So, this is just for a time. Now, this is a perfect opportunity to check my consciousness because what is being revealed back to me that I don't like, that I'm looking at, I don't like it. I really want to run from it. I'm seeing that there's something I need to change about how I'm seeing my world. because, you know, I've heard that my life is reflecting my consciousness. I don't know how I know it and how I believe it, but it's like I have a deep belief that it's true. So if what is reflected back to me I don't like, an opportunity to correct that. If it's something that has to do with me or others, if I don't like it, I'm given an opportunity to correct that. And the problems are helping me tap in and go deeper. As a matter of fact, I figured out a new way. I am really going to try this thing called surrender because of myself, I can do nothing. It's the great I am that I am that does the work. There is nothing you can go through or grow through that can erase out of your hard drive, your consciousness, your DNA, your essence, your soul, the truth of who you are. There is a part of you that is that can never be sick, that can never be contaminated, that can never be triggered, because it is pure awareness. It is pure joy. It is pure love. It is loving kindness. It sees itself. It knows itself to be connected with everything and everyone. So when one person needs help, you can help but support it. We're part of a universe where everything is meant to cooperate. We don't need to be like-minded because everything cooperates together. And if your community, if your environment is not cooperating with you, you're in the way. Something is out of whack. So if we have, all of us, have created a society where we're still attacking what we perceive to be weak in us, outside of us, as in somebody that you love. Think about that. The idea of attacking somebody you say you love, somebody you make love with, but you attack them, you abuse them. Oh, that's the ultimate sin. That's the ultimate suffering. Who in your life are you attacking? You may not know them personally. Maybe you know them because you see them on television or you read about them and you just have judgment about them. And you think they're just a problem. They just need to go somewhere. Well, guess what? Wherever you want them to go, you will be there with them. But you also have a choice. See what is being reflected back to you and recognize we are on this planet together. Let's commit to supporting each other to show up, to step out and be a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more trusting, a little bit more loving. And if you're part of a group, a community where you don't feel that, you might need to recreate a different community. It's not always easy to reveal the truth of who we know ourselves to be. I think it's part of the plan. And even if it's not, that's what we've created because we don't want to stand out. Because we think we're going to stick out and it's easy for us to be a target. But so many of us have so much to give right now, but we're afraid. That's right. There are parts of my life where I'm afraid of things that I need to do. I know I should do something, but wait a minute. I find myself, you know, some of the belief that I have that had that strong, it's like, well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, everything that I'm saying right now doesn't have to be your truth. It's just how I see it. And the next moment, I will catch a new awareness about something I said in the last moment to change that a little bit. Because the choices that we make is based on where we are in consciousness. And once you shift in consciousness, Once you change your perspective, your choices are going to be based on the new awareness. So collectively, as people, we are growing. We are learning. I laugh at a thought I just heard. I don't know if I want to share it. No, I won't. But let's just take whatever works for us that we are. let me pretty up a little bit. Am I even supposed to do that? I don't know. Okay. When you really think about it, well, no, let me just say as it's coming. Imagine, you know, because everybody has different feelings about hell. Imagine this is hell. You know, the place where you're feeling stuck. There's so much pain. There's so much abuse. And some other folks said when you go to hell, you're going to be there for eternity. BS. But the trick is, the game of life is you can love yourself, you can love one another out of this place and experience the ever-expanding good of heaven. We are the universal paramedics. We are the love bearers. We're the light bearers. We are the one came here to rescue others, and the other is you. Like, wait a minute. It's not meant to be like this. Yes, it's painful. I'm going to sit with you. I'm going to get down on the ground and just walk with you while you have a dream. I love you. I care about you. But even I must be honest, a part of me thinks you can't even, I don't know if you can live this dream. I don't know if the world is ready for it. But I'm going to stick with you. And if I can't walk all the distance with you, let me find somebody else who I know and connect you. I know they can believe in you and with you because they've been there. I'm still learning. I'm still struggling to hold my own dreams. And we start to love ourselves, support ourselves out of hell into heaven, right where we are. It's just it's a perspective. That's the word. So whatever you're going through and growing through, whatever problem you're moving through, you have the answer. And sometimes the answer could be just you admitting to yourself, I can't do this by myself. The answer could be, I'm afraid, but I must do this. The answer can simply be, I want to give up. There's something about humanity, too. When you want to give up, people tend to want to help. You know, when you put it all on the table and say, you know, I've been doing this for years, and you start crying, not acting, but real, you start, tears start coming out because you're in touch with the truth. And just the idea of letting it go just tears you up. And somehow, suddenly, people have wonderful ideas. Here's my business card. People write you checks. Something about us, until people are in deep pain, it's like some of us don't even want, we don't feel what you help. Oh, no, they're fine. Actually, I think we sometimes even have a space. Like, if you look like, you know, just a homeless person, a bum on the street, then you're beyond help. Nah, I can't come near you. If you appear to be doing well, then yes, you don't need our help. You're greedy. But it's the middle class. Those of us in the middle that, you know, we can kind of help one another. But, you know, we all need help. We all need a reminder. We all need a pat on the shoulder. We all need someone to lean on. It's a trick. You're not responsible for other people's life, but you can help them. You can assist them. And you have to learn when to let go and when to hold on. A problem becomes a problem when you believe there isn't an answer. Because think about it. If you have something at home, and then get ready to wrap this up, if you're doing some kind of work at home and you know what needs to be done, you just don't have the right tools, then you're just frustrated. You know you have to put it on the to-do list, or you have to go to Home Depot, you have to call a friend and ask what to do. But if you have an issue and you don't know what tools you need, then that's a problem. And what I'm saying is we all have the tools. Sometimes you may not have the tools in your house, in your consciousness, because of how you grew up, but you just need to reach out to your neighbor. You just need to expand in consciousness and know that there is somebody out there who can support you. And it's all about love. It's all about love. God is the only thing happening. Good is the only thing happening. Are you the good that is happening? Or are you part of the problem? And if you're part of the problem, guess what? You're part of the answer. Are you willing to be transformed by being different? By changing how you see your world, by being more compassionate with yourself, by speaking up for yourself, by telling the truth about yourself. And even if you can't be compassionate yet, even if you can't get to a place to tell the truth about yourself, that you acknowledge that you're not there yet and you're working towards it. That you can begin to like yourself. Love sometimes is easy. I love myself, but do you like yourself? Do you like yourself when you're making a mistake? Do you like yourself when you flip up? Do you like yourself when you make the biggest mess? Do you like yourself when you said something and everybody across the table looked at you like, what the flip is wrong with you? Sometimes that happens because the people around the table didn't want the truth to come out. Deep within us, we have an operating system that is eternal, that never dies, that full of wisdom, deep insight, and it wants to be birthed. It is looking for an expression. It is energy and is looking for a path to flow out from. Will you open yourself up to be the solution to what we're going through and growing through it in life? What would your legacy be when you leave this planet? Will people be glad you're dead? Like, whew. Yeah, it's sad. But you know, I'm glad they're gone. We can have some peace of mind. Yeah, tell the truth. There are some people that have made a transition in your life that died that you're glad they're gone. Grandmother, grandfathers. Mothers, like, yeah, everybody can be at peace. Life is complicated because it's so simple. Simplicity, the simplicity is in the mystery. Will you be willing to admit to yourself that I don't understand this thing, you know? It changes. It's fluid. And you could be convicted about what you don't understand. I just don't understand. I don't know. I'm just showing up. I'm letting God use me. I'm showing up and listening to my heart. I'm showing up and being kind. I'm showing up and being of service. I'm showing up and recognizing myself in another. But other than that, I don't understand it. I have goals and visions, but hey, I just say yes. Wow, really? Gosh. I just went way over time. Okay, well, there is no time or space in spirit. Yep. See, there's that part of me that's like, is that the time? Dude, keep your eyes open. Oh, wait a minute. Yvette and Celeste didn't tell me nothing about time. Y'all going to have your pay deducted. You've been sleeping on the job. That's unacceptable. Yvette said I didn't want to interrupt. I know that's right. She said, all you can eat, keep serving me. You are listening to that. Okay, I hear you. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The number is 347-426-3346. Oh, I know that's right. Yes. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, share it on the fan pages, like pages, Ask Life Coach radio show, the Life Conversations radio show. And, and we got questions coming up, so we got to do an announcement. Not conversations with God. We just had conversations with God. That's right, we did. And we're getting ready for a celestial moment. Oh, wow. Woo-wee. Hello, everybody. How are y'all doing? Celeste, welcome home.
I concur with you.
I think what happened was considered a day at a time. A day at a time. That's what happened.
Heyman, you were on a roll. You were enjoying the ride. I mean, who's going to stop you? Who's going to say time when you're just flowing like that? You don't get in the way of spirit, Life Coach today. That's what we've learned today. All right? Mm-hmm. Dr. Pay.
All right.
He got nerve. Anyway, moving on. If the family is enjoying this powerful conversation, as all of us are, I'm very excited to let them know about the upcoming shows on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Next week, we have phenomenal shows coming up. We're working on a program for an upcoming community healing forum. It's the future of African-American men. One of our men from the men's panel and two of his buddies are going to be joining us. So we're going to stay focused on how to activate the love matrix by focusing on African-American men on Monday. And you get ready for another episode of Ancestral Blueprints, since it is the last Wednesday of the month next week. And you'll get to tune in to Life Coach A Day flying solo one day next week to continue to support you and being the change that you want to see. He'll be serving soul food for your consciousness, so make sure you don't miss the show.
You tricked me out. That was a new word. Okay, go ahead.
I know. I'm just letting them know that. No, that was my fault. Make sure that you don't miss these powerful shows, because when you tune in, we want you to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to see the change you want to see.
You are the problem. You are the answer. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach A Day on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12Radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach A Day. I like what Life Coach A Day does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Every time I hear Mark say that, I hear it's all about love. We're going to keep spreading it. So for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, supporting you to be the change you want to see. And it's time now for the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Welcome back, Celeste.
It's a pleasure to be back, Life Coach Ade. And I am so excited to tell you the energy of the day. So let me get right to it. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals one. The number one is about fresh starts and new beginnings. It's ruled by the sun. And the number one shows up as the Magician and tarot cards. The Magician is the cool superhero of tarot who assures us that we have all we need for our life's journey. Now today, for a special treat, we're going to put the spotlight on the Buffalo of Medicine cards. Its number is not 1, it's actually 19. But when you add 1 plus 9, you get 10. And when you add 1 plus 0, you get 1. So here we go. Buffalo, rumbling like thunder over the prairie, great herds of abundance sharing with man. I need your knowledge to meet life's challenges, to survive and move on with my plans. The gifts of the buffalo are prayer and abundance. You become one with the one by bringing your light to the dark spaces when exercising buffalo power. Let it rise up in you. Feel the glow as you radiate from inside out with an inner knowing that no one can take away unless you give permission. Honor your path and the path of all living beings, and you will tap into authentic strength. You are moving with solar energy as you become an ambassador of the light when you pay attention to the gifts of the buffalo. Remember that prayer and abundance are all around you, so all is truly well. And that's the story of one told through the buffalo and medicine cards. I'll see you on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern for another Celestial Moment on A Sounds of Soul with Adesanya Fawoche. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Buffalo soldiers.
There you go.
Dreadlocks. We are the one. We are the one with
yes.
The one. And when we recognize, remember that we are one, we truly become an ambassador of light. I love it. I love it. And all the signs around us, all the signs
Indeed.
Around us, the more we join forces together, we experience our abundance, we see prayer in action, because prayer is a shift in consciousness. It's not begging and hoping. It's a shift in consciousness. A shift in consciousness and perspective is a miracle. So, yes, 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 yes. Destiny Muhammad, Grace, is the song that was playing underneath Celeste. And you can find out more about Destiny Muhammad by going to destinymuhammad.com, a.k.a. Destiny Harpist from the Hood. Let's do questions.
We've got them for you,
ready, ready?
Coach, today. I am ready.
Bring them. Bring.
I hope you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll see.
This is from Yvonne.
We'll see.
I mute myself right after this one. This is from Yvonne. Dear Life Coach today, when you say the energy is shifting, what exactly do you mean? I've been feeling really heavy and teary lately. When I was younger, I was always told that I am too sensitive. As I get older, I still feel as much as I used to, but I don't talk about it. Now things feel so intense that I wanted to ask you about the energies moving right now and how can I best take care of myself. Yvonne.
Mm. Yvonne, you're the one. Well, when I say the energy is shifting, what do I mean? What I mean by that is everything is energy. I can tell you get that, or if not, and it's a vibration. It's a movement. There is this stuff, this spiritual stuff that is flowing. And collectively, even though we're still experiencing things like domestic violence, children are still being abused, people are challenged with their relationship, and so much is going on. There's war, there are people fighting, demonstrating on the street in the country and being killed. Crazy things are happening. More people are open. We're waking up. So this spiritual stuff, this thing that we're all created out of, it's like it's a light. It's finding ways to express itself. And part of the things we see, the protests in the world, is the cleaning out of the old. So when I say energy is shifting, it's really more moving and cleaning out the old. People are going deeper. People are learning about their spiritual identity. People are channeling. People are healing. Just becoming an open vessel for that healing power, that healing energy to be revealed. You know, before there was the religious faith, if you will, where we were told that energy can only come through one person. But now we recognize we're all connected. So if you think of a, can you imagine if you have a pipe, if you will, connected, attached to, or somehow a construction made to an ocean, and it's just one. Now there's so many pipes, and everybody has access to it. And the thing about this ocean, it could never run dry because it will be sourced by the source. It will always be resourced. So you talked about being sensitive when you were younger. Yeah, that's no accident. You know, sometimes we look at sense, oh, you're too sensitive. We make that be something that's weak. You need to toughen up. Well, that's the wrong advice as far as I'm concerned. Because some of us, yes, are very sensitive. We're empaths. We can feel things. Oh, check this out. Let me tell you something, Yvonne. So I went to the circus a few days ago, and they have this lady's the contortionist. I could say that. Contortionist. There you go. I think I said it right. And they can twist their body in the most crazy ways. It's like the kind of ways that make you go, ew. They twist their head between their legs and just do all kind of, I was left just thinking about the power of the mind. But something crazy was happening. I was sitting down and suddenly I had this intense pain on my back, as if I have been sitting incorrectly, and I could not shake it. And I kept saying, why is this happening? It wasn't at the end of it that I realized, I went with a friend of mine, Michael, and I said, wow, I had so much pain, like I was sitting wrong. And he said, are you saying you're an empath? And I said to him, of course I am. And then it clicked. Like, wow. You know, somehow, I don't know if they had back pain, but maybe my mind, I kind of saw, you know, thinking how that would just hurt. Actually, I remember thinking they must get massage every day and what happens to their bones and their muscles. I went on a trip, and somehow I became one with that energy. So, yeah, being sensitive is nothing wrong. It just means you're open. It's a gift. Lord knows we need more sensitive people. You said you've been feeling real heavy and cheery lately. Yeah, you know, there's so much going on. Some of it cannot even be explained in words. I can't, because some of it just can't explain it. It goes beyond explanation. It is what it is. How do you take care of yourself? Taking time to rest. Eat food that nourishes your body. Massage helps. And when you feel like sleeping, for goodness sake, please go to sleep. I think it's helped me now. You know, sometimes yesterday I was knocked. I was knocked the flip out. I took a nap for 45 minutes, and I wanted to sleep for an hour. I said, well, let me lay down and sleep for the extra 15 minutes so I can get the whole hour. I slept for another 2 hours. I woke up, and I'm feeling all vulnerable and open. I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? But it is what it is. So, you know, people tell you you're too sensitive. That's their issue. You know, but it's important to have different things. Some people use crystals. I don't have those, but they're things that I use. You know, meditation helps. Having music that connects you with your soul, reminding yourself that you're one with God. Don't judge what you feel. Don't judge the heaviness. Recognize something wants to move through you. You know, drink water. Flush the junk out of your body, out of your system. Stay in prayer. You know, recognizing that good is the only thing that's happening. And with your prayer, look at what's happening in your life. Find things to be grateful for. And when your body says, tells you to just sit down and be still, sit down and be still. If your body needs water, eat. If your body needs water, eat. Yeah, you can do that too. If your body needs water, drink. If your body wants to eat, eat. But don't eat because it's something to do. Don't eat because it's lunchtime. Don't eat because it's dinner time. I guess I got to eat. Eat because your body, sometimes we got to pay attention to our bodies, because our body is a vehicle. It's the vehicle that takes us through this energetic planet. And if you don't take care of it, you can wear out. And then it comes out as tears. And tears are really emotions you can't even find words for. So, yeah, cry on, baby. You know, the cry baby, but cry on. Cry on, Yvonne. Life is good. And time is moving.
Wow.
And all is well.
Yes. Yes. Wow, that's an answer that we can all tap into. Thank you so much for that question, Yvonne. All right, the next one is from Jill. Dear Life Coach Today, I am attracted to my friend's boyfriend, and I sense that this is a mutual attraction.
Stop right there. Stop right there. In the voice of Steve Harvey. Okay, read case the last. Woo-hoo. Trouble. You're the problem. You're the answer. Go ahead.
Woo-hoo. I'm attracted to my friend's boyfriend, and I sense that this is a mutual attraction. I don't want to hurt her, but I feel like there is something else going on between her boyfriend and myself that is on a spiritual level. I want to explore further and wonder how I can best honor all of us in this situation. I can't help how I feel. Jill.
Hey, it's simple. Y'all talk about it. And if everybody's in agreement, sign a contract. Sign what you're going to do, what you ain't going to do. I'm not going to tell you don't go there. I mean, because every experience brings us back to ourselves. So the attraction is an attraction. You know, morally, oh, that's just wrong. You know, I dramatize and say stop right there. But, yeah, you're ready for, you graduated to the next level. You're in, you just stepped into the next class for spiritual transformation. So you sense there's a mutual attraction? Hey, it's real simple. Talk about it. Talk about it. And be open to whatever happens. At the very least, which is just as powerful, at least you can honor what you feel and speak up for yourself. Now, your friend could choose not to be friends with you anymore. So be it. And you better be, you know, it's you. You got to have to just make sure that you are just not on some kind of lack mentality too. But I would definitely advise you to take the attraction that you're feeling take it into meditation and sit with the attraction and let the attraction guide you. Sometimes, you know, it can make your relationship strong with your friend to just be able to, I don't know what the heck is going on here, but I am attracted to your boyfriend and I think he's attracted to me, but this is something that I don't do. I don't want to cross that, but I just want to have the conversation with you. Your friend might say, you know what? He did say something like that, and we didn't talk for a week because I was mad at him. But sometimes, you know, we have a way of creating stories, adding to something that hasn't even happened. But sometimes it could just be based on maybe all that's needed is for a conversation with your friend. Now, it's one thing to say, I'm attracted to your boyfriend, and I want to see what happens, and I'm just going to do what I got to do. That's on you. Or you can decide within yourself, well, first of all, decide if you cross that line, because there's a line, will you be able, are you equipped to deal with what happened on the other side of the line? You may not know now, or you can say, yeah. But I think get honest. Talk to your friend if she's your friend. Because when you hide an attraction, it will find a way to be expressed. When you repress energy, it must express somehow. And that's what happens most of the times, generally, when people have an affair. They try and repress a feeling. They try and act like it's not there. But the energy wants to be expressed. And lo and behold, the perfect scenario creates itself. It's like, people say, well, I wasn't trying to, but one thing led to another. And then at the end, we're like, oh, my God, did we just do that? Yeah, you did. Did I do that? You did. So clear and talk to your friend and then make your moves from there, whatever that is. That's it, you know? And you may find out it was only in your head. And still. Because what is a friend if we can't tell them the truth? How do we build honest, trusting, harmonious relationships? Yeah, of course, I know the stuff about sex and jealousy and all that, and she might want to just not be friends with you anymore. And okay, you spoke your truth, your personal truth, that you were attracted to her boyfriend. That itself releases the tension. So set yourself free and let your spirit be your guide. I'm the tall guy that points you towards your spirit because people are going to do what they want to do anyway. But check in before you go on a trip. All right, next.
Okay.
What do you want to say? Go on. What did you really want to say? Go on before you read the next question. Go on, say it. You know you want to say something. I know you do.
Well, okay. Life coach today, I understand your higher answer and everything, man, but for, I was born a woman, and we got this code, man. There's this code, thou shalt not mess with thy friend's boyfriend, period.
That's right.
Girl, you're supposed to suffocate that joint. No, you don't talk to her about it. You're supposed to do
Nietzsche.
That's for forgiveness.
You said Nietzsche. I like that. You ain't supposed to talk to her about it. I think you're getting high five too. But here's the thing. There's the Ten Commandments, and folks are still stealing and fornicating. There's the Ten Commandments. People are still doing all kind of crazy stuff. See, when you know who you are, when you really know who you are, you don't need no Ten Commandments. You don't need nothing commanding you because your spirit guides you. So you talk about this code, thou shalt not be attracted to one's boyfriend. Okay. Well, how is that working for you?
Forbidden fruit.
Finish it.
You don't. Go ahead.
Yeah. Forbidden. But once something becomes a forbidden fruit, there is something that wants to know why it is.
Oof. Amen.
And then we have this code, as you said, there's this code that intellectually makes sense, but it doesn't stop people from doing it. They either end up going to do it behind your back. So we would rather people do it behind our backs, but we don't want to know what's happening. We don't want to see it. Don't tell me about it. Whatever y'all did, I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me. We believe denial sets us free. No, denial keeps you in depression. It keeps you stuck. So who set the code? Well, let's change the code. That I must always talk to your friend if you're ever attracted to her boyfriend or girlfriend.
Okay, you're going to get somebody hurt up in here, but okay.
You are the problem and you're the answer. Those codes have never stopped anything. So it's okay to have this code that sounds good. It's like, yes, let's tell him. He's a man, he don't understand. It's okay to have all that code, but he hasn't stopped anything. It don't stop the
attraction. That's true.
It doesn't stop people from going down low. So the code is meaningless. If it's not being observed, it's not respected. It's BS.
So tell the truth and set yourself free.
No, that's right. Go ahead and teach. That's it.
Oh, I'm just repeating what you say. I'm not going to do that.
No, you came out your mouth, so I'm agreeing with you. I know you are. But you said it out your mouth. Now, you became one with that
tell
truth.
Tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Set yourself free. All right, now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, blessings to Jill on her journey. Check in before you take the trip, right, Ade?
That's right.
I'm just saying. Woo. Okay, now. It's a good thing to show if it's called Jerry Springer. Okay, moving on.
Well, if it is, we'll just recycle the weeds and make it to something good, you know.
I love it. I love it. Whew. That was good. Thank you for that, Life Coach today. I needed that laugh today. Okay, this next question is from Anita. Dear Life Coach today, what would you say to a young black man right now about being safe in the world? I'm a single mother, and I respect your opinion. How do you take care of yourself, and what advice would you give to young men? Anita.
Yeah. I understand. I understand. Advice you must give to a young black man in a world where it looks like he is not safe or is a target to be taken out is to remind him of his true identity, the power of his mind, the power of his thoughts, and remind him of the love that you have for him. Remind him that that love will always, always, always protect him. Now, I can hear people saying, yeah, right, Negro, please. Are you saying the other mother, Trayvon Martin's mother, didn't love him? No. See, as I said earlier, some things from a human level, we would never understand it. I said during the Trayvon Martin case that for me it appeared that Trayvon Martin sacrificed his life for us to have this conversation. So you have a choice. You can tell your son, Anita, to be afraid to walk around don't go down the street by themselves. You can do that. But what I would say to you is to make sure that you don't focus on instilling fear into him more than you're instilling security. To remind him that he's forever protected and he must listen to his intuition. Sometimes, not even sometimes, when we listen to our intuition, we are led, we are guided. Sometimes you might encounter somebody and some tells you, yep, just do it. Instead of your mind saying, don't do that, don't look like a punk. In doing your
daily spiritual practice, reminding yourself that life is for you, and even though you are a black man in America, you are so much more than that. And reminding yourself that life is for you, not against you. Now, based on that consciousness, Anita, if you're working with your son and just reminding him of his true essence, working on his consciousness, when he encounters confrontation, he will make a different choice. He's well-equipped to make a different choice rather than be confrontational. When we walk around feeling like we are going to be attacked, we are on the defensive. When we are defensive, we attract people who are going to attack us, or we attract people into our lives that we perceive to be attacking us. I'm talking to you, Anita. This, what I'm saying has nothing to do with what's happened in the past. We're talking about now. You can communicate with your son how you're afraid. Tell the truth. And you demonstrate what you know to be true by giving you the opportunity to express himself, by creating a safe space for him, where he knows he is loved, where he doesn't judge himself based on other people's confusion. The truth is, depending on how you look at life, we're all unsafe. And if you move to another point of view, you see that we're all safe. And ultimately, some of us are going to go out. It's the truth. We're going to go out of this planet. We're going to go out in a horrible kind of way. But what lessons are we going to learn from what happened? I cannot imagine what it's like to hear that my son was shot because he didn't turn his music down. Just what I can connect with tears me up. Like, what? And then you're told that your son was shot. I'm talking to you, Anita, of course. Your son was shot because the music was too loud. What have become? What's the world become? Because people are losing their mind. And as Yvonne said earlier, the energy is so heightened that some people, they lose their mind. They think other people are attacking them. They think the loud sound they hear is coming from inside of an SUV. It's all in their head. They're not at peace. And then they end up shooting because somebody threw a popcorn at them. They say, oh, my God, what did I just do? What did I just do? It's important for us to watch what we focus on. And life is what it is. But you got to affirm the best. Say the prayer of protection with your son, with children. Protection. Let me pull it up. Right here. The light of God surrounds you. The love of God enfolds you. The power of God protects you. The presence of God watches over you. Wherever you are, God is. If you need a copy of that, Google it, the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds you. The love of God enfolds you. The power of God protects you. And the presence of God watches over you. Wherever you are, God is. Say that prayer for yourself, Anita. Say it for your son. Say it for other people's son, other people's daughters. Say it for the world. And
declare that from a place knowing that those words are leaving your body. They're leaving your vibratory tone. As you put that out there in the world, it will not come back to your void. That you are creating a shift in the planet. And when you speak those words of truth, the universe says yes. And so it is. Everything that's going on that is causing us pain is reminding us to go back to our truth, to the essence of who we are. Spirituality is the key. Yep, I stand by it. Spirituality is the key.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a workout. Thank you for that, Life Coach, today. Those are all the questions we have for you at the moment. But family, keep them coming in.
Thank you, Celeste.
My pleasure.
Thank you, thank you. Anything you want to share with our family before I mute your mic?
I want to invite the family to continue enjoying the different versions of Life Coach Today in the daytime and nighttime with the Sounds of Soul. We have a party every Saturday on 1-2 Radio. It's a musical show with a little bit of spirituality thrown in. And it's a wonderful ride. And I'm having a Tracy Ann Miller comes and hangs out and inviting everybody to come and tap into the music that you listen to that also uplifts us. 9 p.m. Eastern every Saturday on 12radio.com. Please check out the Sounds of Soul with the Danny Fawoche. You will love the soul train.
Before you go on to the next thing, what do you mean with a little bit of spirituality?
Well, because this one you get the full dose, you know. It's a full talking, your musings, your downloading, your channel for spirit. You use the music to express the language of spirit, but you talk less. That's all. It's a musical show. It's still powerful.
Oh, so
you just
so it's less,
play with different tools.
It's less verbal spirituality. So it's less verbal spirituality, but more musical spirituality. Is that what you're saying? Because I'll let you have that. Because everything
Thank
I do
you.
Is spirit, girl. I don't know.
Ooh.
I take it. God is everywhere, evenly present. God is the only thing happening. So I don't care what you're doing or who's doing you. It's all about love. It's all about God. It's all about love. It's all about God. It's all about the goddess. It's all about goodness. You know, life
yes.
is spiritual. And the mm-hmm. challenge is we're trying kind of holding back here, don't want to be seeing this, don't want that to happen, trying to hold back. It's like, you know, we've got this like a fountain that's spouting out water, and we're trying to cover that one here. But spirituality says take your hands off and let the water spring out and experience the blessings of life. So, yes, music can touch your soul, and it doesn't matter if I'm playing music or I'm expressing verbally, well, I know how to serve it to you.
Right. I know that's right. Absolutely, Life Coach Today. That's what's on my mind, making sure that they enjoy mm-hmm. it. All right.
And up coming up. Because, you know, we're going to release the show soon. I'm done. I'm complete. Oh, did you say that? Did you
Are
talk
you
about tomorrow? I'm almost complete. I may just bring you a little bit of Abraham. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm done. I ain't got nothing to say.
Really?
If somebody didn't catch it, if they didn't catch it after all of this, hey, come back tomorrow. So,
well, at 7 p.m.
Shows,
Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, we take a little break Monday through Wednesday is when the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is on, but that doesn't mean there's not something popping on a Life Conversations radio network. So enjoy Mbasa Safera with the Play Experience at 7 p.m. on Thursday. And if you're missing Life Coach Today, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern on inspirebroadcasting.com. And there's the Sounds of Soul at 9 p.m. I told you about that on 12 Radio. And, of course, you got me, the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan, on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern. So we have you covered all week.
You don't have to miss any of us on Life Conversations Radio Network.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Yvette. Welcome back, Yvette. Lifting you up. Thank you all for all that you're doing behind the scenes and putting the show together and the guests and the emails and the that happens behind the scenes when some guests ain't acting right.
What?
And then I was like, you know what? Just go forget it. Just let them be, you know. And then some guests are just make it so beautiful. It's like, oh, my God, wasn't that a great guest? Thank you for all you do. I appreciate you.
Great. Check out this chat
room.
Let's go today. And I'm out.
Okay. Okay.
Peace out, homie.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach radio show. Let me move this crazy woman. That's right. Let me see. What's going on in the chat room? Kathleen is in the house. Sankofa was in the house. Silent listeners in the house. Tracy Ann Miller, Yvette. Let's see, what do I need to see? Yes, always a party on Saturday with folks stop by and checked out and checked in. You know, I mean, if you have a question, you can call in 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. You've got a few minutes. Other than that, I'm going to bring one of my ET. You know, every day I got to check in with ET. I have a lot of ETs, enlightened teachers. I got to check in with them. And so I'm checking the pages. Celeste, Yvette, we don't have anything on the like page, do we? Yeah, I'll let y'all do that. I think we're just going to end with Abraham. Let's see what y'all want to hear. You know what? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this, and then I'll come back after this. Where is it? What did I call it? Okay, this is what we can do, because I'm done. I'm complete. Go for it. I'm searching something I want to play. It's about 5 minutes long, and then I'll come back after that. Because I can hear Yvette and Celeste say, no, don't release the show yet. But I can. It's not coming up. Okay, let's type it again. Go for it. There you go. Stay with me. There it is. Okay. We'll be back. Listen.
There will never be a point in your time, in your life, where it's the right time to do a great thing. If you're waiting for that perfect moment, that perfect timing, it's not going to happen. You know what you have to do? You have to create the perfect time and the perfect opportunity and the perfect situation. That a lot of people become comfortable. They stop growing. They stop wanting anything. They become satisfied. People getting ready to go to jobs that they don't like. Jobs that are making them sick. You see, when you're not pursuing your goal, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. When you have some goal out here that you're stretching for and reaching for that takes you out of your comfort zone, you'll find out some talents and abilities you have that you didn't know you have. When the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game?
There are things that you think you'll never need to know that you may only need to know one time in your life, but that could save your life because you had that knowledge.
Unless you attempt to do something beyond that which you've already mastered, you will never grow. What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it? That you talk yourself out of it?
You're waiting on your next door neighbor to make it happen for you. It may not happen. If you're waiting on your mother or your father, they may be so ancient in their thinking that they don't understand this opportunity that you have. And if you're waiting on them, it may never get done. You don't beg average people to be phenomenal. You don't beg good people to be phenomenal. You just are phenomenal and you will attract phenomenal.
What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason.
If you're not where you are, if you're not where you want to be, if you don't have what you want to have, if you're not where you think you should be at this particular place, it has nothing to do with the system, but it has everything to do with the fact that you're not making the sacrifice. I want you to make that dream become a reality, because if you don't, you will be working for somebody else to make their dreams become a reality. Everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more. And let me tell you something, that's a lonely feeling. It's a lonely feeling, particularly people that you're doing it for. Most people take their greatness, take their ideas to the graveyard with them.
Listen to me, if it was easy, everybody would do it. There are people right now who are working who don't want to work. There are people who hate their job, but they keep getting up to do it.
The wealthiest place on the planet is the graveyard. Because in the graveyard, we will find inventions that we never, ever were exposed to. Ideas, dreams that never became reality. Hopes and aspirations that were never acted upon.
The question is, what are you going to do with your time? What drives you? And greatness is a lot of small things done well. Day after day, workout after workout, obedience after obedience, day after day.
When things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong?
You will never, ever be successful until you turn your pain into greatness, until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your pride, a part of your product. I challenge you to push yourself.
See, it's easy to be on the bottom. It doesn't take any effort to be a loser. It doesn't take any motivation, any drive in order to stay down there on a low level. But it calls on everything in you. You have to harness your will to say, I'm going to challenge myself.
I mean that what you did last week don't count. Today is the only important day. There are 86,400 seconds in a day, and how you use those are critical. You got 86,400 today, and what you do today is going to cement who you are. Nobody's going to talk about what you did last week.
That the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
You have this opportunity of a lifetime. It means absolutely nothing if you don't take advantage of it in the lifetime of this opportunity.
I got a saying that when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for. If all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it. See, it's time now. If you want to make this your decade, you've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams. Yes to your unfolding future. Yes to your potential. As opposed to saying no.
When you die on Easter. Leave no dream left behind, God. Leave no opportunity left behind. When you leave this earth, accomplish every single thing you can accomplish. Listen to me. You're going to be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, God, you got to want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe.
A message from your soul through the expressions of motivational speakers. It is you speaking to yourself, listening to yourself. No more spiritual suicide. Now is the time. Say yes to you. Say yes to life. Say yes to your existence. Be the answer. Be the solution to what you perceive as a problem. And know that God is the only thing that is happening. Good is the only thing that is happening. And if anything is missing, know that it's just a matter of time before you recognize it's been there all along. It's been there all along. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you.
I do. And I invite you to be love. It is your true, true identity, love, love in action. Be true to yourself so that you may be set free. You can stand by your actions, your words, when you're true to yourself. You can stand by yourself. You can speak up for yourself. And for goodness sake, be loved. Let the world embrace you. Let folks love you. Stretch out and get a hug. We need you. Julie Dexter. Tom. Choices. It's all about the choices that you're making, your consciousness, your awareness will determine the choice you make. JulieDexter.com is where you can find her. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.